Talking today with Rod Mozell at Farm Bureau. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing just wonderful, enjoying this gorgeous December weather that we're blessed with this week. So.
Well, we're about to wrap up 2020. So if you would, why don't you kind of give us a review of your 2020 and some of the wins, some of the challenges, et cetera.
Wow, what a roller coaster this year has been. And it's varied so much depending on the type of agricultural production and who somebody's customers are. And certainly for an organization like Farm Bureau, where we're a general farm organization, work with farmers of all different commodities. It's I've heard several people say you look back and it feels like it's been several years because of how much has happened in such a short time. But at different points in this year, you'd be on the phone call with one person who, was worried if they were going to be able to survive and whether they're going to be able to pay their payroll and make their payments. And it would be like a funeral call. The next call would be somebody who's having the best year they ever had because of the demand for their commodity and so forth. So it's, and then we went through all the low pricing and the beef markets and some of the other animal proteins and now the improving prices on a lot of the crops. So it has just been a wild roller coaster this year.
Well, you guys do have something pretty exciting that we can all look forward to coming up. It's the your virtual convention. And man, you guys have a stellar lineup this year. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. Now, we're really missing the opportunity to meet in person. A lot of our folks are really looking forward to going to San Diego, which is always one of the favorite stops for national conventions. But certainly with the COVID kind of exploding all over the country, last thing we want to do is be a spot of spreading that, taking that back to rural communities across our country. And most of us that are involved in agriculture have seen viruses, whether it's in the plant world or the animal world. So we know the risks and the challenges and the problems. So the decision was made to go virtual. And the good news out of that is that we hope that a lot of people that wouldn't have had the time to take out of their schedule to fly to San Diego and spend time in San Diego, it's going to be free. It's going to be, anybody can sign on, can register. You can go to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau website and find the links to sign on. And you can attend just the opening session. You can attend all the programming from Sunday, January 10th through Wednesday, January 13th. So be programming all day long, or you can pick selected events. And there's going to be not only the great opening, closing sessions with fabulous speakers and but there'll be lots of great breakout sessions on subjects of interest to folks, no matter what phase of agriculture they're in.
Well, and Mike Rowe's going to be there. How much fun is that going to be?
Yeah, it's, it would be even more fun if we got to do it in person, but to have him there, he's become a great spokesman for rural America, for agriculture, for working type jobs where you really get to see the results of what you do. So Mike Rowe's become a hero to many of us in agriculture and rural America. And so it's going to be really cool to have him as part of the program.
Well, I know I've talked to other agricultural groups that have really just, had to revamp the way they do things in 2020 to be able to reach all of their customers. But it's kind of like what you were saying. I'm also finding that you're reaching sometimes more people because they actually get to be involved as opposed to having to leave the farm and come into that meeting. So speak to that a little bit. I know you've had to rework a bunch of things, but at least you're still able to make those contacts with all the producers.
Yes, we're usually, if we traveled to the national convention, we'd have 50 to 100 Oklahomans that got to go out to the convention and be there in person. And of course, the fellowship you have with your fellow Oklahomans and farmers and ranchers from all over the country is what makes it so special. But in this virtual format, we're still going to have the same great programming and actually even more breakout sessions. And a lot of times you go to the national convention, you only get to attend one breakout a time slot. This way there, you could, even though there may be three or four or five sessions at a time, if you feel called to, or there's two on at the same time you want to watch or three at the same time, you can call those back up at your convenience. So you're going to be able to attend all the breakout sessions you want to. So we're hoping to have several hundred Oklahomans or even several thousand Oklahomans participate instead of just the 50 to 100. So that's the good news out of that's the lemonade out of the lemons that have been thrown on us at its this year.
And that's what we're all trying to do right now. Just find a little bit of lemonade, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, what are you hoping to see coming up in 2021?
Of course, the big issue that's been thrown onto the agenda now is with the change in national leadership, with the change from the Trump administration to, it looks like it's going to be a Biden administration, and he's starting to announce who his cabinet appointments and so forth are going to be. And so a lot of the attention is going to focus on who is leading the Department of Agriculture, who's leading the EPA, who's leading the trade issues. So figuring out who the players are and what direction they're heading, figuring out in early January what the U.S. Senate's going to look like. And so we have some idea of what the legislative or congressional leadership and their plans are going to look like. That's going to have a huge impact on the whole country, but particularly on agriculture and trade issues. And so that's going to be the top foremost issue. And we'll have a number of those kind of speakers at the convention so we can start to try to build relationships and meet the folks that are going to be making those kinds of decisions.
Well, Rod, hopefully you guys are going to have a happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And we'll look forward to that big convention coming up January 10th through the 13th. Can folks go ahead and get registered now for that if they want to?
The registration just opened this last week. So you can go on to either, hopefully you'll go on the Oklahoma Farm Bureau website and find the link to that and go ahead and sign up and get registered so they can send you the codes that allow you to sign on. You also can do that through the AFBF website, but we always like to get the Oklahomans to sign up through the Oklahoma site so we can have some idea of who all is participating and attending, and we can possibly reach out with some information from Oklahoma as well. So visit the Oklahoma Farm Bureau website. If there's any questions, visit with your local field person or call us here at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau offices and we'll make sure to get you properly connected. But we're looking forward to having lots of Oklahomans involved in the convention and in helping be involved in the grassroots process to make your opinions known and help shape the policies as our country moves forward.
All right, Rod. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thanks, Casey.